Right then, here's a cheeky bit of additional content that we are calling the Full Force Monthly Extra. Each month we will add a separate short topic for a little extra monthly fun. For this month, each presenter has to pick one G.I. Joe character to join the Night Force. Rules state that the character does not have a Night Force figure in any era previously. Justin, who have you got and why, buddy?
Well, I went pretty obscure again and went with a character that a lot of folks might not have remembered, but his name is Rapid Fire. And the reason I kind of went with Rapid Fire is because mostly because of his file card. When I was younger, and he was a Toys R Us exclusive back in the day, I think in 1990, came with a copy of the Deke Revenge of the Pharaohs VHS cassette with him. And he used the Super Trooper tooling, you know, that kind of silly vest and helmet and whatever, colored in bright, blinding neon green. I loved the idea of it being a fast attack expert, you know, that kind of, specialty really appealed to me. The figure, didn't look like a fast attack expert necessarily.
Fast with the crayons, maybe. Fast with the felt, fast with the felt tips.
Yeah, exactly. They did him in a 12-inch version at one point, kind of early on in the 12-inch line. He was a Toys R Us exclusive, I think, shortly after the Hall of Fame, in pretty cool urban camouflage and a tactical gear. And I just think taking that Rapid Fire character and kind of making him a Night Force rapid attack operative would be a pretty cool little addition to the team. And again, Hasbro could kind of, ramp up their creativity, you know, think outside the box, do some cool stuff with him. He was a character that I always loved, but I just never was really a big fan of the figure. So I just think taking some of those really obscure characters, bringing them forward to classified, having them join the Night Force, and kind of bring some of that history with them is kind of a cool thing to do. And his rank, he's actually a pretty senior officer. He's a captain.
Yes.
So he could almost kind of be the Night Force leader. I'm trying to think who else in Night Force might kind of subvert him from a command structure perspective.
Not Falcon, right? Not Falcon.
No, I don't
not,
think so.
Yeah.
I'm not an expert on military rank. So, just a thought.
Sorry, I was just thinking about who could outrank him. I love that as an idea, because it's kind of getting a very obscure character and then like reinventing them a little bit and like injecting them with something different, and I like that a lot. Are you up for Rapid Fire, Pat?
Yes, absolutely. I think that that's a great idea, and I like what Justin was mentioning. I was going to mention it myself, he didn't, about the 12-inch figure that, you know, was released as an exclusive. I think that it would be interesting to kind of blend the two designs, you know, maybe aspect, and kind of do a plan for a Super Trooper later on with it.
Some
of the tooling into that, but then making him look the colors of the 12-inch figure.
Well, I've got a counter to that, lads, and that is to just utilize the green that's on him and make it dark green, and utilize the blue on him and make it dark blue. And effectively, you've got Night Force colors there already.
Yeah, that's true.
That could work, yeah.
And that way you're not losing like the original character kind of in there, you know, as ridiculous as those colors are. And let's face it, retro cardback re-release of Rapid Fire in those ridiculous colors, please. That would make a lot of sense, wouldn't it? Like, you know, in a kind of similar way to how they've done Big Ben, in like, you know, they've kind of massaged that deco a little bit to make it a bit more Night Force. They could do the same with Rapid Fire, and then like I said, retro card in the future with a VHS attached to it, please. Brilliant choice, Justin. Love that.
You come with a VHS tape accessory is what it is.
Yeah. That again, cool. Yes. 100%.
6-inch scale,
A VHS player as well with a little, and you could put the tapes in. Oh, that would be so much fun.
You know what would be great is the VHS player is like a little solid straight USB stick that's got the Revenge of the Pharaohs episode on it.
You
put it down and you can actually play it and it will play on the computer screen. The tech is there. You could do that easily.
Could. That's tech that you'd have seen back in, you know, early 2000s. So it's not, it's not the biggest leap. But no, I love that idea. That's brilliant. Okay. That's Justin's. Justin's gone for Rapid Fire. I just did not expect that name to come up.
Me neither.
This next one, I bloody did expect. Well, I thought was too obvious. I'm kidding, Pat. This is a great shout, mate, and go for it. Tell him your choice, please.
I'm going with 1991 Low Light. I think the obvious choice is Low Light, but the not obvious choice is 1991. However,
you say not obvious, but it's already decoed correctly, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he already looks with the brown and the blue. He definitely looks like he's part of the Night Force team. So it would just kind of slip right in there. You wouldn't have to do like a Night Force version and a standard version. You could just kind of call him Night Force and release him as he should be. I think that toning down the bulk of the visor of the night vision would be a huge benefit to the design, but you know, still retaining that really cool straight across look that's almost Cylon-like.
Yes, definitely.
It's just a great design for the figure. And the flashlight was originally supposed to sit down further. They actually created an extra wedge on the backpack for that big flashlight to stick up. I think that there's some room for play there with the designers to have a flip-up flashlight rather, and maybe flip-up but also removable with something that sticks back there but looks like a modern LED-powered flashlight rather than this big, old, huge thing.
Great choice, great idea, and one that gives you minimal work to do because it's already effectively a Night Force figure, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I love that. Genius. Justin, you a fan of that option?
100%.
Choice?
Yeah, in 1991, they redid a few different characters, you know, Low Light, Dusty, Sci-Fi, I think, was redone in 1991. They took some of those existing kind of somewhat later characters and redid them in totally different looks. And Low Light especially was just fantastic. I love this version of Low Light. I loved kind of the 2001 sort of Real American Hero Collection re-release of this version of Low Light.
Yeah.
It was more blue than black. I just think they did a really fantastic job with
Dino Hunters
updates in this one in particular. Dino Hunters. Oh yeah, that's another one. Yep.
That relates to my choice, by the way, Dino Hunters. Because Pat went with Low Light 91, obviously, I went with Ambush, right? Obviously. So that not only do we get our Night Force Walmart versions of these figures, but we also get them repainted for a Dino Hunters set and probably the exact same dinosaur, right? Because that was perfect, wasn't it, the dinosaur?
Oh yeah, you can't just... Even in that size with the classified figures, it'd be like... You should, definitely got to do it.
The only way to make it better would be to make it worse.
Yeah.
Bigger and make it be a poor copy with some of the details washed out. The details.
Just take the same thing and just like scale it up so it's like all.
Yeah.
The details. That is the least word that should be used. That's amazing. No, Ambush. Right. I'm going with Ambush mainly because I think as a specialty, concealment specialist, it makes sense for that, you know, like Night Force and camouflage and keeping a low profile and all that kind of stuff. And also, I'd love to see what they did deco wise with him. And I could see, like, you know, if you look at the camo, you could keep the pattern effectively, or you could change the pattern and make, you know, have some fun with it, but you could keep the same kind of almost like cracked rock pattern, couldn't you? Where instead of the deep orange, that could be a teal color. And instead of the kind of like that lighter tan, you could have like a brown or a very deep blue color that complements that that teal really nicely. I think would be wicked for Ambush. So like that's one I'd love to see, like a little bit more of the, you know, the deco played up a little bit, because you're not doing the Dino Hunters deco because it's not really in keeping with Night Force. So I think they could do something a bit different with that. And Ambush, I think, fits really nicely. And yeah, we've got our Dino Hunters Pat. Well done, mate.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a nice pre-planning. We're brand managing as well.
Exactly.
But what they have to do is like it's going to be a landmark event where Hasbro and Mattel finally knock down that barrier between them and do a Jurassic Park kind of G.I. Joe hybrid thing. You know, they're already always doing these like, you know, Transformers, Ghostbusters, and yeah, you have to deal with Mattel, but they could do a G.I. Joe Jurassic Park thing to do like this big, huge deluxe Dino Hunter set with the Jurassic Park dinosaur.
They didn't have to deal with Mattel. They had the bloody license themselves.
That's true. And they did at one point, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, but that's, yeah, totally. I would love a massive T-Rex, you know, like an actual Jurassic Park level T-Rex with a couple of figures. I think that'd be wicked. In fact, HasLab, yeah, we'll do
well,
the
super colossal T-Rex is already 6-inch scale.
Yeah,
perfect.
It's already a Mattel 6-inch scale T-Rex.
You just have to paint it green and yellow.
Make it crappy.
Make the sandpaper
arms
and
doing
like,
this
snap,
thing.
Snap yeah. its arms off and stick them flat and like mold them to the body. Done. Amazing. Yeah, it's great. Love it. Anyway, that is yeah, that's our monthly extra. Done. We can move on now. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.